This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, April 23rd. Looking for fruit. Our reading comes from Mark 11, verses 12 through 25. The next day, as they were leaving Bethany, Jesus was hungry. Seeing in the distance a fig tree in leaf, he went to find out if it had any fruit. When he reached it, he found nothing but leaves, because it was not the season for figs. Then he said to the tree, "May no one ever eat fruit from you again." And his disciples heard him say it. On reaching Jerusalem, Jesus entered the temple courts and began driving out those who were buying and selling there. He overturned the tables of the money changers and the benches of those selling doves, and would not allow anyone to carry merchandise through the temple courts. And as he taught them, he said, "Is it not written, 'My house will be called a house of prayer for all nations?' But you have made it a den of robbers." The chief priests and the teachers of the law heard this and began looking for a way to kill him, because they feared him, because the whole crowd was amazed at his teaching. When evening came, Jesus and his disciples went out of the city. In the morning, as they went along, they saw the fig tree withered from the roots. Peter remembered and said to Jesus, "Rabbi, look, the fig tree you cursed has withered." "Have faith in God," Jesus answered. "Truly I tell you, if anyone says to this mountain, 'Go throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt it in their heart, but believes that what they say will happen, it will be done for them. Therefore I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive them, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins." This story is baffling, isn't it? It seems that Jesus, who's known for showing love and compassion, gets upset and just destroys an innocent fig tree. And this happens just before Jesus turns over the tables of corrupt money changers in the temple. There must be a connection. In the Old Testament, the imagery of people being able to sit in the shade of their own fig tree was a common symbol of peace. Fruit-bearing fig trees were also a symbol of blessing for God's people. But when the people ignored God, the prophets compared them to fig trees that were not bearing good fruit. God's people were supposed to be reaching out, caring for others, and helping with others' needs. But instead, they were being selfish, growing rich off the work of others, and taking advantage of systems that were intended to help others. When a fig tree was in leaf, that usually meant it had fruit already. But Jesus found none, so he cursed it as a sign that God would also bring judgment on his corrupt people. The leaders of God's people had let corruption creep in. They charged high exchange rates and outrageous prices for travelers and needy people who were at the temple to celebrate the Passover holiday. Jesus was saying to the leaders, "You are only putting on a show. You are nothing but leaves and you have no fruit." He wanted the people to provide not only shady leaves, but also the sweet, abundant fruit of compassion and justice. Pray with me. Lord, call us to account when our lives don't bear the fruit of your Spirit. Guide us to live in step with Jesus. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.